Continuing this series of my five favorite themes, this is the fourth. And this is honestly something that I haven't spoken about explicitly over these last 3 years, but I'm hoping that it's come through in everything that we do. It's that I love being Catholic. We should be proud of our Catholic faith, certainly not indifferent towards it, and absolutely not ashamed of it. We have a great gift in our Catholic faith. This is the church founded by Jesus Christ upon Peter the Rock. The sacrament of salvation, which means that the church makes the saving work of God present and active in our midst. That very same saving sacrifice of Jesus that St. Paul was talking about in his letter to the Romans. And as we heard the Lord say to Moses, "You are my special possession, so dear to me." Right? Jesus has given us this church. And he looks at his church with that same love as his own, as his special possession. We should love the Catholic Church as well. So why do I love the church so much? Well, there are so many reasons. So many reasons. You know, the early Christians, they saw through all the heresies and divisions that were afflicting the Christian church. And they acknowledged that there were four marks of the church that helps us to identify where it truly lies. That it's one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Right? And we lay claim to these things. We are one as Catholics, and our unity of belief throughout the world, our unity of worship throughout the world, our unity of governance under our Holy Father, the Pope. The Church is holy, not in the sense that all of us are saints, as we ought to be and would like to be, but in the sense that all the means of holiness and grace have been provided for us in the Church. Especially through the sacraments. The church is Catholic, meaning it's universal. And we just look around and recognize that those of every people and tribe and nation and tongue are called to be part of the Catholic Church. Even people from Illinois, all right, are part of the church. Right? This is universal. We are the apostolic church. Hierarchical in structure, built upon the 12 apostles and their successors, the bishops. Right, so we can recognize and see that. Even more, that makes me love the church. That we keep the true source of revelation, as this is the church's great theme. We're not an either or, but a both and. It is both the sacred scriptures and sacred tradition that give us the divine revelation and the sacred truths. The means of salvation and sanctification are provided to us. That means it's not just about the strength of my own personal belief, but the grace of the sacraments, these gifts from the heart of Jesus, the divine life flowing into our lives, even when we recognize how weak and sinful we are. I love the church because it provides community. No man is an island, and our community is strong and profound and worldwide, and it even includes those saints in heaven who are interceding for us, who provide an example and teaching for us. I love the church and that she promotes the diversity of the vocations of her members. She knows how to maintain important distinctions and acknowledge differences, yet all of that at the service of the unity of the church. I love the church for her superb social doctrine, upholding the common good in every area of the world, for her high standard of moral principles, and the underlying presumption about our human nature, this is anthropology, the presumption that we are capable of goodness, we are capable of holiness. Our actions are not determined by external factors. We have a high view of human nature, a high anthropology, that our nature is wounded, yes, indeed, and we all struggle, but it's not entirely corrupted. And by the grace of God, we are capable of living this high call. I love the mercy of God that flows through the church. It doesn't give us an excuse to sin, but rather a way to be refined in the fire of God's love, such as through confession, where we receive healing and strength from the Lord. So much to love about our church. The sacred liturgy. The concept here is that we've received a pattern of worship, just as Moses received on Mount Sinai a pattern of how to worship the Lord, so have we. We didn't invent it based on human fads. It's been passed on to us from the very first Christians, the way, the pattern of our worship. A beautiful gift. I love the church, and I'm proud of the church. The church, which is seeking to promote the true and the good and the beautiful. Our towering intellectual tradition from Thomas to Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. The wisdom of the great spiritual giants from Anthony of the Desert to Therese of Lisieux. The examples of extraordinary holiness and charity from Deacon Lawrence in the early church to Teresa of Calcutta in recent years. The sources of artistic beauty that have come from this church, from the writings of Augustine to Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross to beautiful church architecture and painting and so on. There is so much that is true, good and beautiful that we have access to in this holy Catholic Church. What a gift. But some people might be thinking, well, come on, Father, it's not all roses in the church. Well, this is another thing I love about the Catholic Church. I love that we don't have to hide our faults. Because it's not about us, but about what Christ has provided for His church. The members of the church, the teachers of the church, the priests of the church, the bishops of the church. We all have in us what's false and what's bad and what's ugly, right? What fights against the true, the good, and the beautiful. We're all sinners. But that's okay, because Christ has won the victory and He has provided for us. This is a pilgrim church. All belongs to us in promise, yet we have not gained it in total possession yet. We don't have to hide the fact that we are the church on the way, the pilgrim church striving for holiness. And above all, right, I love the church because of the gift of the Holy Eucharist, as I have mentioned so many times before, that we can have true communion with Jesus. Not just in a spiritual sense, but in the sacramental form, receiving the body and blood of our Lord Jesus into our own very being and our bodies. I met not too long ago a couple who discovered the Catholic faith after living as devout Christians, Protestant Christians, and they immediately fell in love with the Eucharist, with this idea and this reality that what Jesus said at the Last Supper is true. This is my body. This is my blood. And so they wanted to enter the church tomorrow, you know, just right away. As it turns out, there was the reality that one of them had entered into a marriage, and so was bound by that bond of matrimony. And so they would have to have the church examine that to see if they would be free to enter into the sacrament of marriage, which would be required to become Catholic. Now, one would think that this would be a great discouragement for them, for this young couple. You know what they said? They hope that they that all can be made clear, and that they can enter into the sacrament of matrimony and be received into the church. They said, if the Eucharist is real, we're willing to live as brother and sister for the rest of our lives. We're willing to forego part of that good of marriage for the sake of this, because it is the ultimate good. It's the very life of Christ given to us. An astounding example and recognition from someone outside the church of the great treasure that has been entrusted to us in the Catholic Church. It's a beautiful gift that we have. So often we take so many of these things for granted, don't we? So we ask today that the Lord would renew in our heart a love for this bride of His, this church that He has founded, the Catholic Church.